Become the Expert Training Day 1. There are principles which lead to strategies which lead to tactics. So try and discover the underlying principles if strategies or tactics are talked about. Page 12, where to start first with a student. Anywhere from the roots to the leaves, depending on the personality of the student and the level of the problem. The analogy of the tree is very useful to categorize their issues. So observe and listen, and each issue goes somewhere on the tree, and then decide which part of the tree to start on. When layering content, reassure that it's perfectly okay that they are on the level they're on. Don't put students' names to each level, just use numbers, because all students go through all of them. And some may want to go to the top for status reasons or out of ignorance, but really they need to stay right where they are. Others don't want to challenge themselves and hold themselves back from having even more fun by being able to do more things. Preparedness is critical. Mentally rehearse how you greet them and the principle. An example of a principle is efficiency. And then you add all the rest of that, all the rest of the strategies and tactics to deploy that principle. So you start with ascertaining the root, and then you know how to proceed, and the trunks and leaves are the strategies and tactics to deploy the root cause you want to change. Observing can even include how they walk, how they take the guitar out of their case, how they speak, their mannerisms, their mindset, attitudes, etc. Selling is easy when you help them make the best decisions for themselves. And this is all part of preparation, when you sell the topic first. Don't talk too much, just demonstrate it and then listen. Breakout session. Sometimes students will pick something that they're not really struggling with from the beginning, rather than ask, what are you struggling with, use what can I help you with, or what would you like to improve on. Always say the why first before telling the student what you're going to do, because otherwise they'll be thinking about the thing itself and not the reasons. So explain the background first. Quote, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. This is from martial arts. When you ask, how have you been, you may get a negative answer and it could derail the class a little. So just say, glad you're here. An example of a root is tension. An example of a trunk is the way you hold the pick. An example of struggling with not being able to switch between chords, the root is that they can't grab the chords on their own from an open hand. So naturally they're going to struggle switching from one to the next. So instead of having students switch from one chord to another, rather do chord then fingers release, where they release the pressure but still stay on the strings, and then squeeze and release. So, and then after you do squeeze and release, then they can squeeze and then take the fingers off a little in between squeezes, and then finally they can take the whole hand away between squeezes. Page 33, fill in the blanks. Before, during, and after classes you teach, your communication ought to be confident. Communicate enthusiasm and passion in everything you do, teach, and demonstrate. It's very difficult to get students to feel inspired and do what you want them to do until and unless you speak with enthusiasm and passion. If you're not feeling particularly enthusiastic and motivated to teach a particular class, fake it until you do feel it. It works. As you speak, do so with enthusiasm and passion. As you speak, do so with confidence and as an authority. I'm not suggesting to be arrogant. What I'm saying here is there ought not to be any wishy-washy tone or words. This is a common problem I see with many teachers. They're speaking from a place of either lack of enthusiasm and passion or with wishy-washy tone or words. Don't do this. The three C's are certainty, conviction, and confidence. These are not feelings. Start with the action and the feelings will follow. Do not start with feelings and then let your communication follow. No wishy-washy tones. The words are tones. That said, whether your words and tones are genuine or not, they need to be perceived as genuine. The key to making that happen is body language. Start with body language. What does confidence look like? Your head is up, your shoulders are back, your chest is out, your hands are up, your thumbs are up, you're relaxed. Confidence sounds like no modifiers, like if that makes sense. Modifiers of uncertainty, that is. No presenting statements as questions, like that. No mumbled speech, no pause fillers, like allow the silence to happen instead of saying or whatever. Use definitive words. What does conviction look like? Definite movements and gestures, like talking with the hands, making eye contact. And what does conviction sound like? Passion or urgency in tone or words. Variation in tone, not monotone. Additional things to watch out for is shifty eyes, fake smile, inauthentic tone, mistaking confidence for arrogance, and incongruency with words, tone, and body language, starting with the words, not body language. I'm sorry, incongruency with words, tone, and body language, and starting with words, not body language. Always be polite and respectful, but firm and fair. If this is not natural for you, then practice a few minutes a day. Put reminder notes to yourself where no one else can see them, or put them in a code, like magic phrases. Magic phrases are stated with genuine certainty and conviction, such as, quote, this works every single time, after pausing, making eye contact, and leaning forward. I never had a student not improve massively when they did what I said. That would be another one. I have 100% success rate exactly what I told you to do. Follow it exactly. If you want it and you're willing to do the work, I will make, but for this to work, you have to be willing to do the work. Will you do that, Name? If you want it and are willing to do the work, together we will make that happen. If you do your part and I do my part, and I always do, you will not fail. How to have confidence? A, just know that you care. B, just be dedicated. C, know that you've invested in your training. And D, reflect that you do have experience. E, you continue to learn. Feedback on my teaching. Looking down a lot on Zoom. Welcoming and patient but nervous. Do more related benefits to what they are doing. And, quote, that's a lesson for the future. Dangle that carrot.